Do you know the difference between Pinot Grigio and Pinot Gris? Well, it turns out both are actually part of the same white wine grape, just with two different names.
Well, joining us now to talk more about it, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg, in our Wine of the Week. It is so great to see you here, sir.
Sean, Hillary, good to be seen. Potato, potato, right? Do we really care what we call it? Pinot Gris, Pinot Grigio?
What is the confusion? Why do people mix it up?
Good question. You know, I think the technical name, by the way, is Pinot Gris. It is traditionally from France, originally from Burgundy, found its way to Alsace, blossomed there, is having a great time, but then somehow made its way over to Italy, where they decided to call it Pinot Grigio. So in the United States, typically in California and Italy, it's Pinot Grigio, but in France, Canada, pretty much the rest of the world, Pinot Gris. I don't care what you call it, just drink it.
All right, so what are we starting with, French one or Italian?
Well, let's start with Pinot Grigio.
All right.
We'll go Italian. 2009, the Rufino Lumina Pinot Grigio. This is from Venzina, Italy. Now, this is a lovely wine. Aromatic nose, orange blossom, a little grapefruit. You like pineapple? It's in this nose. And crisp notes, nectarine, peach, a little lemon, lime fill up the mouth. It's got bracing acidity, which, again, really like. Hot day. You chill this thing down. It's beautiful. $10.
Well, let's go Pinot Gris.
You want to go Pinot Gris?
Sure. Okay.
You remember last week we talked about Pinot Blanc being a great value.
Right.
Another great value in Alsace, the 2010 Lucien Albrecht Pinot Gris Cuvée Ramunas. It's really well known, but what I love about this wine, intense bouquet. It just explodes in sense of white flower, juicy stone fruit, a little bit of wet stone in there, but it's an easy drinking wine. I want a hammock with this wine. You get this nectarine, white peach, a little melon highlighted by abundant acidity, little citrus fruit, tangy notes on the end. $18, a beautiful, beautiful wine.
So the Willamette Valley is probably best known for the Pinot Noirs, but too, they've got some pretty nice Pinot Gris.
They do. They were the very first state in America to grow Pinot Gris. The end of their 28th vintage, the 2011 Aldersheim Pinot Gris. And again, you said Willamette Valley, Oregon. Nose is ripe, green apple, melon, honeysuckle, slightly creamy mouthfeel, which is interesting for a Pinot Gris, but it's got luscious flavors. You get this green apple pop in there with a little pear and tropical fruits behind it. But then the textured finish is long and crisp, but hints of tangerine on the back end of this. And really a very pretty wine, $22. I really like this wine.
Let's go down to Costa California to finish things off.
Let's. The 2010 Jay Vineyards. Now, this is from the Copper Vineyard Pinot Gris. Jay Vineyards, traditionally known in Sonoma for sparkling wines, but this one, beautiful Pinot Gris, fragrant bouquet, honeysuckle, a little lemon meringue pie in there. And then in the mouth, you get these tropical fruit and kiwi and honeydew. Elegant, elegant version of this type of wine. Great from first sip to last. Orange clove, honey on the back. Very memorable, $26.
All right. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.